You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the share market. Benchmark index Nifty 50 hit a fresh all-time high of 19,003.20 on Wednesday, surpassing the 18,887.6 level the benchmark index hit on 1st December 2022. Nifty 50 took 142 trading sessions to achieve the record. Sensex hit an all-time high of 64,012.16 as well after hitting a high last week of 63,601.71. Year-to-date, Nifty 50 has risen around 800 points from 18,197 to achieve this level. Over the past 3 months, the index has surged over 2,000 points and maintained its upward momentum from the low of 16,828 it hit earlier this year, surging 12.4%. Moving on, US-based boutique investment firm GQG Partners and other investors have bought close to USD $1 billion worth of stocks in Adani Group's two firms from the founding family in large block trades. Sources aware of the matter said that the group's flagship, Adani Enterprises Limited, saw 18 million shares or 1.6% trade in a single block, while the renewable energy firm Adani Green Energy saw a total 35.2 million shares or 2.2% change hands. GQG, which had in March bought shares in four Adani Group companies worth USD $1.87 billion and in May increased the stake by USD 400 to 500 million, is said to be one of the investors buying shares in block deal on Wednesday. In other news, a study was recently conducted in India in which the customers were polled to determine their preferences for features while picking a personal car. The survey was commissioned by Skoda Auto India and conducted by NIQBASES, with 9 out of 10 respondents believing that all cars in India should have a safety rating. It was clear that customers had a strong preference for the vehicle's safety characteristics. According to the poll results, the top two features influencing customer car purchase decisions in India were crash ratings and the number of airbags. One of the most popular attributes, fuel efficiency, came in third. Meanwhile, the Internet and Mobile Association of India, which is a not-for-profit industry body representing the digital services industry with over 500 Indian and multinational members, has expressed concern over the recently released Delhi Motor Vehicle Aggregator and Delivery Service Provider Scheme 2023. The scheme, it says, if implemented as envisioned, could adversely impact the livelihoods of countless gig workers across Delhi. The not-for-profit says it supports the development of the country's electric vehicle industry and recognizes the importance of pragmatic policies that systematically target environmental issues. IAMAI says that the aggressive EV transition mandates for aggregators and delivery service providers could lead to significant disruptions to business activity and livelihoods of gig workers in the capital region. From the world of social media, Twitter is ensuring that its paid users have plenty of room to express themselves. The microblogging platform, once known for being a medium of concise messaging, has undergone massive changes under the leadership of Elon Musk. In its latest move, the company has announced a major expansion to the tweet character limit for its blue subscribers. These paid subscribers can now compose tweets with 25,000 character limit. This increase follows an earlier expansion to 4,000 characters for paid users earlier this year, which was later adjusted to 10,000 characters. This marks the third time this year that Twitter has expanded character limits for blue subscribers. In other developments, TVS Motor Company has inked a strategic association with Zomato to drive green solutions for last-mile mobility needs. As part of its strategic partnership, TVS Motor will deploy over 10,000 electric scooters over a course of 2 years for Zomato delivery partners. These vehicles will contribute towards enhancing last-mile delivery, enabling Zomato to further reduce carbon footprint. In addition, TVS Motor Company will also ensure that delivery partners onboarded on Zomato have access to charging stations within their radius and receive smooth digital integration to ensure ease of delivery. Lastly, a good news comes for IT professionals in India. The United States' decision to introduce in-country renewal of H-1B visas will play a significant role in helping the IT professionals in India. The step will help IT professionals with a quicker renewal of the much-talked-about visa. As per experts, with this step, Indian IT professionals will be able to travel abroad in client locations, understand their requirements and deliver solutions much more quickly. The direct engagement between the two parties will also help both sides. Recently, the US announced its decision to make changes in a number of petition-based temporary work visas in the next few months. Among key beneficiaries of the same will include Indian nationals looking for further H-1B visa pool and also L visa holders. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.